A festival of achievements. Your message from your Chief Executive, Major General, retired Nick Kaplan, CB. Let me start by congratulating our Brighton Centre Manager, Leslie Garvin, for her award of an MBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours List. This is a fabulous achievement, an MBE, and real testament to the devotion of Leslie to our members and staff. The last couple of years have been challenging for all at the Brighton Centre, yet together they have negotiated the obstacles with great style and determination. Leslie has been at the forefront throughout, providing strong leadership with her impressible good humour and broad smile. I'm delighted that her work has been recognised in this way. Not surprisingly, she is very quick to say that it is the members and staff who deserve the recognition. Thank you all. Along with news of Leslie's award, the charity was able to celebrate a wide variety of achievements over the Jubilee weekend. Our Essex choir goes from strength to strength and took centre stage at a garden party for the Jubilee. The National Creative Project produced their Bunting on a Bag project, an inspirational idea that involved members incorporating their own designs on our own Jubilee Bunting bag. Not wanting to be left out, our patron, Her Royal Highness the Countess of Wessex GCVO, provided a design of her own which features prominently on the bag. It was a wonderful way to mark the 70th anniversary of our former patron, Her Majesty the Queen. Numerous other Jubilee projects were completed across the charity, including a portrait of Her Majesty made entirely out of buttons. See the back cover for this. And it was a particular delight to see photographs of Queen Elizabeth with the charity from many years ago, courtesy of our archive team, which appear throughout this issue. In other news, we are working on a plan to host the Ukraine Warrior Games team at Brighton for a few weeks of training before they participate in the US Warrior Games in August. Each one will return to active duty at the end of the games, so this is an opportunity for us to be able to provide support and encouragement in a small way to a very special group of people. The Brighton residents and staff are engaged in preparation for this visit and applying their typical style and energy to the challenge. Fingers crossed it goes ahead as planned. Finally, I am following the story of Bird Box Bert with great interest. Bert is a member from Chipping Norton and has made his name in making bird boxes that end up in many varied and special places. His latest challenge is to track down another famous resident of Chipping Norton, Jeremy Clarkson, to place a bird box on the wonderful farm known as Diddley Squat. If I know Bert, he will succeed in his quest. I'm sure you'll be able to read about it in the review when it happens. He might want to deploy the services of another member who knows Jeremy well, none other than Billy Baxter. Once Jeremy recalls his Top Gear ride with Billy, I'm sure he'll want to do whatever he can to please Bert. The spirit among our blind veterans is alive and kicking. And this article includes a picture of Her Majesty the Queen visiting our Brighton Centre in July 1985.